Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, guys. Welcome back. In this episode, I feel quite nervous, but excited. I'm sharing with you behind the scenes of my newest Dharma project, Reclaiming Gaia Retreats. And I'm going to be sharing with you why I believe this work of reclaiming Gaia is so vital, and why I believe that deep devotion, deep immersion, and deep communion with Mother Nature is a crucial part of what it is to be a priestess. So if you're loving this episode, or if at any moment you're like, yes, this makes so much sense, then please feel free to screenshot it and tag me on your Instagram stories and pop it on your Instagram stories. It really does help me feel connected to you. It helps me to see who's listening. Alternatively, if you don't want to do that, you can always send me a message on Instagram and say hi. I really desire this podcast community to be just that, a community. And that requires interaction. That requires me knowing who's listening, and us actually speaking together like a community. I'm a regular woman, just like you, and you reaching out really makes my day, and it really spurs me on to continue to do this work and to continue to create more helpful, hopefully, episodes. So I want to start this podcast with a bit of a backstory. At the end of 2020, I had just finished writing my book, The Way of the Priestess. And for any of you who have read it, the conclusion was pretty much that, you know, I was set. You know, I was living my purpose, living in a beautiful place in Portugal. I have my partner, my doggy, you know, making money, doing work I love, and pretty awesome, right? But the greatest irony was that just after the book went to print, I had this huge realization that actually my Dharma was pivoting. And somehow now, just focusing on women's work, it somehow was feeling incomplete, like there was a missing piece. And I was seeing so much happening in the world, so much social injustice, war, poverty, and perhaps the most worrying of all, because it really does affect us all and it will affect us all, climate injustice and ecocide. And I was really jolted awake out of my happy priestess bubble with the stark realization that if we don't turn this ship around, our species and many others won't be here for much longer. And it's fucking frightening. And nobody wants to talk about it. And because we're so disconnected from nature and our planet, We literally live our lives as if it's not happening. We literally don't notice it, but it's happening all around us. It is so obvious when we look, when we connect. As I speak now, here in the south of Portugal, we're going through a drought in winter. There was literally a fire back in February. We don't have fires in the winter. Rivers that usually flow literally aren't flowing. Also, as we're speaking, there are floods in Australia. Where I used to live in Siargao in the Philippines a couple of months ago, they had a huge typhoon that pretty much flattened the island and created so much devastation. 200, it's estimated, species a day are becoming endangered or extinct. A society deeply connected to nature doesn't do this to its planet because it realizes that we're not separate from nature. We rely on nature. We are nature. And by extracting from and exploiting our mother so much in the way that we've been doing and the way that industrial, post-industrial society is doing, she stops being able to provide for all of us. Indigenous people know this. Indigenous people are crying out to us, the dominator culture, which doesn't feel comfortable to say, but it's true. They're crying out to us, saying, look at what's happening. Look how disconnected you are. Look at what you're doing. People with traditions that connect them deeply to the land know this. They see this. They feel Mother Earth in pain, crying. But for the most part, we don't. And we kind of see it. Oh my God, yeah, climate change is quite worrying. But day to day, most of us are not there worrying about it all day, every day. I think some of you are like, actually, wait, I am starting to. But we still live our lives as if Mother Earth is simply a bunch of resources for us to consume, rather than a living, breathing entity for us to respect and take care of. You know, you can even see this even in like something like herbalism, right? Where traditionally, herbalism is taught as very prescriptive. I know it's changing now, but it's still very prescriptive in terms of like, okay, this herb is good for that. We prescribe that. You can go to a health shop and get it in a bottle. It's a very, very disconnected way of engaging with Mother Nature. So a couple of years ago, I found myself really in the thick of this and deeply craving to understand more about indigenous wisdom, regenerative agriculture and fruit production, permaculture, alternatives to our capitalist economic system, herbalism, plant medicine, and so on and so forth. Many of you, if you've been following me for a while, then you know that I went to enroll in courses. I got my permaculture design certificate. And I just generally immersed myself in understanding deep ecology. And I had this massive, massive, massive aha moment that our work on the reclamation of the feminine isn't just about elevating women and other marginalized groups in society, but also being advocates for Mother Nature and being advocates for ecosystems all around the world that are dying because of post-industrial capitalism and our huge disconnection from the planet, from our mother. And I realized that our globalized society has marginalized women, it's marginalized people of color, queer people and trans people and poor people and basically anyone who isn't heterosexual, white, wealthy male. But our society has also marginalized Mother Nature herself. There has been a total devaluation of the feminine. So as I was going deeper into these realizations, I, of course, you can imagine, began to grieve deeply. Like deep, deep, deep grief. Particularly when my period would come, I would be lying in my partner Mauro's arms, just crying the tears of Gaia, crying, feeling this so deeply. And to be honest, it felt actually really hard to be part of the coaching world, the coaching industry, particularly the business and success and manifestation coaching world, where everyone seemed to be shouting about their money wins and their fancy five-star hotels and their Gucci bags. Our planet is dying, I would whisper with tears rolling down my face as I scrolled on Instagram and saw yet another person sharing that she'd had a, 100K month and that she'd bought a Lamborghini. All you care about is showing how successful you are, how wealthy you are. So I got really disenfranchised and I got really disillusioned. I love the coaching industry. It has changed my life. This personal development work has changed my life. It's changed the life of my clients. But I was learning so much. I was going so deeper into what the reclamation of the feminine actually fucking meant. So I wanted to factor in everything I was learning and include it. So you may have noticed a shift in some of what I was talking about on my podcast. And you may also remember that I created Thrive, an online membership. So I was sharing about nature, using principles of nature. And really, the focus was on connecting to the laws of nature to help us thrive as women, to move away from just individualism to collectivism. The thing was, I loved that online membership, but it just didn't fucking work. Not just because I think that memberships, when they're lower cost, I think that we don't take them as seriously. That's a conversation for another day. I'm also guilty of this, because we do really value what we pay for, but also because we couldn't go deep enough into this work. You know, it was an online membership and I was still offering a consumptive model where members consumed content that I created, masterclasses, from the brick boxes of their homes. We're talking, it was all very conceptual. And yes, we did some practices, embodied practices and stuff that were potent. But still, how can you learn from nature when you're still physically separated from it? It was all happening digitally. So for many reasons, I closed down the membership. You know, it was the attendance was waning. People just didn't seem that interested. I was giving it my all, but then starting to feel a bit like, oh, this isn't really facilitating the work I want it to. So I then took some time out to figure out, well, how can I start to share these teachings? The ones that I feel that, you know, I am able to share, because there's so much wisdom and so much knowledge that I cannot. You know, I was talking to my friend Kayla yesterday on the phone. And she was like, so where are you going with all the permaculture stuff? Are you going to be teaching permaculture? And I was like, I am not a farmer. So it's really about knowing, you know, we get to stay in our lanes, but we also get to, it's important to be in integrity with what we can share, right? But yeah, I took some time to figure out how I could share these teachings, how I can play my part in bringing people in touch with themselves, our ancestors, and the land. And as I took time out and really allowed myself to just be in the liminal space of the unknown, it was not easy. It was not easy because I felt that there was this gap. And yeah, I felt like there was this thirst I had that wasn't being quenched in terms of my Dharma. But I'm glad that I took some time out and didn't force anything, because, you know, you can never force clarity. And these four themes emerged, themes that serve as vehicles for all of us to come back into deep communion with that which we have been disconnected from for so long. And these four themes are tradition, devotion, pilgrimage, and immersion. So let me share with you about tradition. Many of you are aware that I was an archaeologist for 10 years, right? And I did a lot of research on women in Iron Age Britain and looking for gender and reclaiming women in the archaeological narratives. I did a lot of that. And also my PhD research was on craft tradition. And my PhD research taught me about the importance of tradition. I did a lot of work on the role of wildcraft in the lives of ancient European people. And our ancestors were far more skilled than we are today. Through learning how to weave textiles out of wool, baskets out of grass, or form pots out of clay. These are natural Mother Earth's resources, but they're her skin, you know? Our ancestors, through their hands and their bodies, were in direct connection with the earth and the land. So deep respect for the gifts of Gaia was etched into the fabric of their way of being. Now, I don't want to over-romanticize this. I say this a lot when it comes to talking about the past. We don't want to over-romanticize because it's not like, oh, it was better then, you know, but they were in deeper connection. They had this deep respect for the gifts of Gaia because there was that direct connection and that direct interdependence. I believe that losing these skills of weaving, of creating, of making pots, of, you know, all of this stuff, losing those skills has paved the way, amongst other things, for our disconnection to Gaia. Let's talk about devotion. If we want to connect to Gaia, if we want to connect to nature, if we want to connect to Mother Earth, we have to be devoted to her. This means taking responsibility to prioritize her, taking responsibility to prioritize talking to her, spending time with her, considering her, and learning about her. Devotion is the energy that heals. If we want our earthly planet to heal, and so, let's be honest, save our species and save other species, we have to devote ourselves to her. So yes, this can look like, you know, going deeper like I did in reading books about deep ecology, but also my devotion was signaled by the fact that I took 2, 3, 4 weeks out, which of course I have a business that I can do that, which is a privilege that I've also created. And I could have been making more money, but I was like, no, I am taking my time out to go and literally devote myself. Literally go and devote myself to show Gaia that I'm listening, not just reading a fucking book. And then there's pilgrimage. So I think we live in a society, this is the world according to me, but I think we live in a society that's made us very fucking lazy. We want everything delivered to our front door. Uber Eats, takeaways, Ubers, or to our phone. Send me this information, send me that information. And I think it, in many cases, dilutes the potency of what we receive. We have forgotten in our culture about the transformative power of pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey, often into an unknown or a foreign place, where we go in search of new or expanded meaning about ourselves, about others, about nature, through an immersive experience. That physical journey of actually traveling to somewhere means something. That in itself is a spiritual quest. And it's a very different experience from, oh, I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna get it delivered to my phone. When I decided to do my permaculture design certification, I had two choices. I could do it online and I could fit it in around my work and I could, you know, make sure that I didn't take an income hit or anything like that. Just slot it in, click the pay button, Sarah, words, use words. And then whoop, it's in my inbox. I could do that. Or I could take a pilgrimage to another place and go and stay there for a few weeks and immerse myself and learn. And that was during pandemic times and after lockdowns and feeling quite vulnerable about journeying up north, because I did it in the north of Portugal. But that was a pilgrimage. You feel the difference. Can you feel how pilgrimage embodies devotion? Pilgrimage to go and learn tradition embodies devotion. It's all linked. And then there's immersion. Immersion is the catalyst for long-lasting change. Immersion is the catalyst for long-lasting change. If you want to change yourself, immerse yourself in something. It's like learning a new language. You know, the best way for long-lasting shift is through immersion. You go and stay in the foreign country for a certain period of time and immerse yourself. And you learn pretty quickly. And you change very quickly. Placing ourselves into environments that stimulate new ways of being for extended periods of time is necessary. And the pandemic really messed with our ability to do that. Or should I say the response to the pandemic really messed with our ability to do that. And now we can reclaim that necessary piece of our personal growth, the immersion part. So the uncovering of these four principles paved the way for my latest Dharma project, which I have called Reclaiming Gaia Retreats. These are in-person retreat experiences that seed personal, social, and ecological healing. Originally, it was just Reclaiming Gaia, and I was going to be offering online stuff as well. And through the contemplation and emergence of these principles, I realized that this work has to be in person. This work has to be in person. There is no way around it. And in doing that, we weave in tradition, devotion, pilgrimage, and immersion. And I'm really excited to share with you that it's been quite the journey to allow myself to create this new offshoot of my Dharma. And it is, let's get vulnerable here. It's a bit frightening, actually. It's humbling. It's frightening. It's new for me. I've facilitated yoga retreats and personal development retreats before, but this means so much more to me. It's really frightening and really vulnerable to put ourselves out there and say, this means a lot. What if people don't get it? What if people are like, no, I'd rather go on a luxury holiday. I'd rather buy the latest phone. I'd rather whatever, because there is that, you know? I'd rather invest in my business. So there's always that fear that I have when starting something new of like, what if this fails? And then I realize, because I share this with my clients all the time, this doesn't fail unless you give up. So this is now a offshoot of my Dharma that I will be devoting myself to. And we have our first and only retreat this year. I decided on one retreat because I'm getting married in October. Finally, we're getting married. Yay! Fuck you, pandemic. I didn't want to take on more than I can chew. But we have our first and only retreat this year, and it's called Weaving Into Nature. So it's really bringing in all those themes that I've been talking about. And it's taking place in Dartmoor in Devon in the UK in June. And the theme for this first retreat is weaving ourselves back into nature. And I'm co-hosting this retreat with Elizabeth Crawford, who is a herbalist and a basket weaver. And I'll actually be introducing you to Elizabeth in a later episode, because we have We have quite the story. We were childhood friends, and there's been a lot of healing the sister wound, and we're going to do an episode about healing the sister wound and then sharing more about herbalism and basket weaving and why learning these kind of things is what helps us to connect deeper to Gaia. So this retreat is an opportunity to connect to tradition and your ancestors through learning how to work with your hands and weave blades of nature into ceremonial baskets. When I say connecting you to your ancestors, this is because all of our ancestors, most likely, no matter what our heritage is, would have been able to do this in some capacity and would have had a real tradition doing this. We can see this in the archaeological record. So this retreat is an opportunity for you to connect to yourself. I will personally be offering yoga and embodiment workshops. There's also an opportunity to connect to ancient wisdom. Dartmoor in Devon is covered in ancient stones, and so I'll be putting my archaeology hat on and sharing with you more about the lives of the prehistoric people of these areas. It's also an opportunity for you to devote yourself to Gaia. You will be very much feeling the heartbeat of the land. And we'll be immersing ourselves in nature through lots of different practices. We'll be immersing with each other. You'll be guided back home to yourself, to your true nature. But you'll also be guided to really feel the heartbeat of Gaia. And it's a pilgrimage. We're not bringing this to your laptop or your phone or a podcast. You have to travel across land to meet with us and enter into this sacred space. So if there's part of you that's like, oh yeah, but I don't know if I can carve out time, or yeah, but like, oh, I can't be bothered to travel. This is an opportunity to lean into that resistance, to go on pilgrimage, to devote yourself. And we have woven the permaculture ethics of earth care, people care, and fair share into this retreat, which is why we've chosen the venue that we've chosen. So the venue is very much informed by permaculture ethics. It's why we've settled on the price that we have. So we wanted to make this as accessible as possible. And we've also included two bursaries for anyone who is in financial difficulty. So it's first come, first served. We truly believe that this work should not be a luxury. It's vital to us all. And so it's not necessary. Reclaiming Gaia Retreats isn't a non-profit. It's more of a social enterprise, but the focus isn't on profitability. It's both Elizabeth and I, we want our teaching to be paid for, of course, we want our time to be paid for, but we also have other things going on. So this is a labor of love. So with that said, listen to your body right now. Do you want to learn more? Do you want to join us? In which case, I invite you, dear priestess, to book yourself onto this life-changing retreat, to carve out some time and space and go on pilgrimage, to come and devote yourself and immerse yourself. I want to meet with you. I want to hug you in person. I want to get to know you and go deeper with you in sacred sisterhood and our devotion to Mother Earth. I want to hold space for you physically. I want to be able to look in your eyes and feel your soul. I want to be able to mirror back to you in person the magnificence of who you are. So I invite you to imagine yourself at this retreat with us. I invite you to carve out space to make this pilgrimage to come and be with me and Elizabeth and all the other sisters in person. So to find out more details and to book your spot, there are now only 9 left as I record this. You can go to bit.ly/reclaiminggaiaretreats, or you can click the link in the show notes. If you have any questions about the retreat, send me a message. And if you really enjoyed this podcast episode, then let me know. Send me a message. Let me know that you get this work. Let me know that you feel it. It spurs me on to keep sharing this work. Speak soon, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.